This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This Thursday, I'm not going to be here.
We are too.
I know, yes. Right? You guys, can you believe somebody asked me to be their keynote speaker?
Shut up.
What?
Wait. I've tricked everyone.
Keynote speaker. Keynote speakers talk for a while, Allie. This isn't a little 2-minute speech. This is like, have you prepared something for this?
No. Yes, I have. I'm working on it, but you know I'm a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of gal.
Uh-huh.
Everybody works differently. Yes. I work good under pressure at the last minute. That's
yes,
how I
do.
Like to roll.
Uh-huh.
However, they have asked me to be a keynote speaker on Thursday morning for 400 girls who are going to come in from the Racine schools, and they're going to come to this conference. It's GEMS conference, which is Girls Empowered by Math and Science.
Yeah, what do they do with this
they
organization?
They bring them in, these girls, from all these schools. They work with the Racine School District, and they come in for the whole day, and these girls get to go to workshops. They get to learn about math and science, engineering, all these different careers.
Empowering women at a young age.
And girls, so they can come up with ideas, like maybe they'll want to be a DJ after they meet me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they won't.
What's the age range of these girls?
Junior high.
Okay.
So they're at a very you know, influential age where you're kind of figuring out, maybe do I want to go to college? What do I want to do?
Yeah.
So here's my question. You guys were there when I met Rebecca from Girls Inc., which is the organization I'm doing it for. And then they go to this GEMS conference. You guys were with me at Blue's Egg. We met her over bacon one day.
Uh-huh. I remember.
She's a vegan, but we met her while we were all eating bacon for breakfast.
Fair enough. We don't judge.
She asked me, you know, if I wanted to be the keynote speaker at this conference on Thursday. So here's my question. As I'm talking to her, getting prepared for this big day, this big day of mine, I started going, how many women engineers do I know? And I thought, obviously there's women engineers out there. There's women in math and science. One of my best friends is in research and science. I started thinking, it's like male dominated. Like, every engineer I've ever had at every radio station, all men.
Yes.
You've never seen a woman engineer in the radio. So I started really thinking about this, and I thought, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
They're asking me to come talk to these girls, this is a field that probably needs more women.
Absolutely. Yeah. It absolutely does.
Any engineering. Civil engineering, mechanical engineering, all sorts of engineering.
I mean, how many female engineers do you know?
I know a lot of engineers, but I don't know if I can name a single female.
My
middle sister, Holly, went to Purdue University, which is a big engineering school.
Yeah.
Very known for engineering. And she said that she was dating a guy that was an aeronautical engineer. He was like a rocket scientist, basically.
Yeah.
But he said there were very few women in his class. I remember I asked this question to him. I go, how many women are in your field? And he said, honestly, not a lot. He goes, there's a handful of them in my class.
Yes.
I don't know why.
You remember Zeta, Mexican Fiesta, formerly Miss Mexican Fiesta?
Yes.
And she used to cut your hair?
Yes, I do.
She's an engineer.
Yeah.
And when I talked to her, I went, I am really right now wondering how many female engineers I've met.
Allie Faith, who tells jokes on the radio for a living, hold on, is going to be the big bang of female engineers.
But does she know what an engineer does, though?
Do I know what kind of engineer? I can name 7 different types of engineers.
Yeah, I know. I could, too.
I could tell you, so-and-so's an electrical engineer. He does electric stuff.
Right? Engineers electrics. Hello.
Yeah, so it got me in deep thought about just men and women and our job choices. Yeah. And obviously, there are lots of women in nursing, and to me, that's science.
Well, on radio.
Nursing, and I don't mean just nursing. I didn't finish my thought there, so I hope that came out really bad. I know lots of women that are nurses and doctors is where I was going with that.
Yes.
But that's medical. You know, that's science. So.
Radio, this industry, has been a notoriously male-dominated industry as well.
Exactly.
Right. You're the only female on our staff.
I'm the only female on the staff.
A couple of females that are on the weekends, but
no. Yeah.
The queen bee over here.
I'm coming for you, girls.
Right.
The future is now.
You better get ready to learn your math and start applying to Purdue.
Hey, I'm just there to empower, okay?
Right.
Uh-huh. So none of us know. We cannot think of a female engineer. 71037 if you'd like to text in.
I thought of Madame Curie, but she was a scientist from way back in the day. That didn't even count.
No.
Oh, hold on. We got to text to 71037.
Okay.
I am a female engineer, and I've usually been the only one in my work group or department for 10 years. Until her current job. So I guess her current job is more female.
I would think as, younger generations, you're going to see more women in engineering.
There's a lot of money in engineering.
I know.
A lot of money.
That's why, hello, ladies. Woo,
yes.
Take note.
Yeah.
I dated one engineer's assistant, and she got smart after like a week and a half and was like, all right, get out of here. You're done.
So I love Gibbons. He's like, I didn't date the engineer.
No.
I dated the assistant's sister's cousin.
For a week until she smartened up. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah, all right. Well, get into it, girls. Engineering.
Hell yeah. Girls
Wish me luck. I'm going to need it at my my keynote speech.
Oh, gosh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.